Well, we want to take a minute now to honor the winner of the most prestigious award in architecture, someone renowned for the homes and other buildings he's designed in Asia and Europe. NPR's Netta Lulaby tells us about the newest Pritzker Prize laureate.
The laureate spoke to me from Japan, where Riken Yamamoto grew up amid the ruins of World War II.
In Tokyo, is nothing, was nothing at the moment, bombing by the American. And my father made my family house by himself.
Because there were so few houses. Now, Riken Yamamoto has built houses and universities, commercial complexes, and municipal buildings in Japan, China, Korea, and Switzerland, says Pritzker juror Deborah Burke.
They're not necessarily monumental. They're really about bringing dignity to everyday life, elegance to everyday life.
Burke is also dean of the Yale School of Architecture. One of her favorite buildings by Riken Yamamoto is the Yokosuka Museum of Art, built on a bay in Japan. A video by the museum shows its cavernous galleries and sheets of glass that seem to run right into the water.
Allowing you as a visitor to feel part of something larger, that was magical for me.
Also magical is a transparent firehouse in Hiroshima. It's sheathed in glass louvres so people can watch what the firefighters are doing.
That place is very popular for the children.
Pritzker winner Riken Yamamoto says he wants architecture to be a welcoming threshold and to reveal how beautifully communities can function. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.